Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzwood, today with Scott George, president of the NCBA. We're back with Scott after this.
Think we'll get to go to the game tomorrow, Dad?
Depends. We need at least half the day to herd these cattle through the chute and deworm them, then the fence needs fixing, and that tractor.
Let's save half a day and switch our regular range cubes with Safeguard cattle dewormer cubes.
Yeah?
Yeah. The cattle eat the Safeguard, and Safeguard kills the worms. Ground stomach worm, Cuperia, all the worms other products could leave behind. In one feeding, too.
So how do you know all this?
It's the information age, Dad. I got it on my smartphone, see?
Huh. Looks like Safeguard will give us a few extra hours in the day.
Maybe Safeguard scores me the keys to drive to the game, huh?
So that's your plan. Okay, smart guy. Drive to the store for those Safeguard cubes first, then we'll see about the game.
Think strategically. Act decisively. Talk to your local animal health provider or veterinarian about Safeguard Cattle Dewormer from Merck Animal Health today. Or visit safeguardcattle.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Both hands on the wheel, 10 and 2.
When the dollar a head beef checkoff started 27 years ago, it sounded like a lot of money. Every time you sold a bovine critter, you had a dollar being checked off to go to the National Beef Checkoff Program. Half the money stayed in the States, half the money went to the national program, and there was money to buy advertising, there was money to do research and other promotion. Well, times have changed. There was no escalator clause within that dollar head beef checkoff. The value of the checkoff has eroded. The number of dollars coming in getting smaller as well. And according to the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Scott George, we've got to try to find a way to fix this problem of not enough dollars to do the things that we need to do on behalf of the beef cattle industry under the beef checkoff banner.
As far as addressing consumers' concerns, we need those checkoff dollars. We have fewer cattle, fewer turns of the cattle. They're not turning over as often. The buying power of the dollar has decreased so much over the last 27 years since this checkoff's been in force. Everyone, I think, recognizes that there needs to be an increase in this. And nobody really wants to step out and say, yeah, we'll do it too. But without the industry being united in this effort, it's not going to probably go anywhere. And that's the problem. And some people, some organizations, we have been meeting. Organizations are talking about this. In fact, we're having a meeting again next week. Again, trying to talk about how can we make some changes. What are some things that will make it more palatable? How can we be more effective? And that is a real challenge, to get everyone together. I mean, we watch Congress and they grapple, and we have all these ag groups that around this issue we should be able to unite, and I'd hope we can.
Scott George, who's currently the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, he's got a couple of hats. He's a cow-calf producer, but also a dairy producer in Cody, Wyoming. And most certainly the meeting that he was alluding to, and these are ongoing meetings that have happened several times over the last couple of years between a wide variety of organizations, everybody from NCBA to LMA's involved, the Livestock Marketing Association, American Farm Bureau, National Farmers Union, U.S. Cattlemen's Association. RCAF USA has been a part of those meetings, but they were basically asked at a recent meeting not to come back. As Scott George indicated, and a lot of other beef industry leaders have said, we've got to find a way to get more dollars, but the problem, trying to get everybody on the same page so that when the industry goes to Congress and says, let's change the act in order, let's have a new referendum and increase the dollar head beef checkoff, that everybody's there pulling together to try to make that a reality. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Cattle producers, it's the Oklahoma Beef Incorporated Performance Tested Bull Sale, Thursday, March 28th, high noon at the OBI Test Station, Stillwater, Oklahoma. That's on Highway 51, just 8 miles west of Stillwater. 119 Performance Tested Bulls will sell this year, 95 Angus, 4 Charolais, and 20 Hereford. For more information, you can call the OBI Test Station office, 405-744-9287. OBI Performance Tested Bull Sale, March 28th. That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.